Hello and welcome to Dak and Rick's Pod. I'm Dak.
And I'm Rick.
And this is the Father Son Podcast where we talk about all things sports. And today, we're in the White Hot Playoffs. And how do we feel about it?
Feel great. I mean, you know, the Heat really came back strong. They started off strong. I like the way that Spoelstra, you know, interchanged the players. I mean, it was a fantastic game. The score, the end score says it all for itself.
Let me pull up that end score because I don't remember it.
But before we get to the end of the score or the end of the game where the score was so phenomenal, it's important to note how everything went from the first moment of the ball.
121 to 99.
There you go. There you go. That says it all. But I mean, it was a fantastic game. The way that Duncan played, that Oladipo played.
Happy birthday, Duncan Robinson. Shout out.
Yep.
20 points. On his birthday. Jimmy led the team with 30 points, even though he didn't play basically the entirety of the second half.
But I mean, he was so spectacular.
Well, he played like 5 minutes into
the
third quarter.
Yeah, and he set the tone, and part of the reason he didn't, I think that Spoelstra probably didn't play in the second half.
Well, he had a bruised.
Bruised,
what's it called? What's the proper word?
The back end, the rear end?
No.
The thigh?
No, it was his ass, but what's the proper word to use? Bruised. I'll look it up.
But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is we can't afford to get him hurt in any way, shape, or form. And a game like tonight, he set the tone from the first second of the game started. He set the tone throughout the first half. When they came back in the second half, we're still strong. We're still playing well. I mean, we did phenomenal today. I don't know how many three-pointers Butler made, but there were quite a few. Duncan came out scoring three-pointers for a change. You know, he was
Butler made 4 for 4 threes.
There you go.
Duncan made 5 of 6.
I mean, they were both phenomenal. And that's what we lacked. If you really look back at the second game when they were in Milwaukee.
Or the entire season.
Well,
we've lacked three-point
shooting.
But
let's talk about the white-hot playoffs right now.
So we lost
game,
138 to 122.
Right, and part of that was the other team was scoring threes. We couldn't get a three, you know.
Even if we paid the rest
right,
for one.
Exactly. So, I mean, tonight was exceptional. It really was. Hopefully they can hold on. Hopefully they weren't so injured and they're not so tired out. And come Monday evening, they're going to be able to do it again.
Most definitely.
At home,
you
got to
protect home court because right now the Heat have home court advantage because if the Heat win Monday, were to lose in Milwaukee, they come back to Miami to finish the series.
So
they'd be up 3-1, or then Milwaukee would be 3-2, and then 4-2 if you win all your home games.
So they really got to make an extreme effort.
As Kevin Love said, the series begins when the away team wins a game, and the Heat did it game one.
That's right.
But we do have to know.
Kevin Love came out. You know, he was in the starting lineup.
And yes, they did that to try to eliminate the issue with what's his name?
Lopez.
Brook Lopez, yeah. He killed it in game two.
But today we showed them and we showed the fans and the people know and the Heat know they can protect the turf, they can protect the paint, I should say, not the turf, the paint. And they did that. You know, they showed, you know, they gave Lopez a hard time. And I don't know what Lopez scored as compared to last game, but I don't think it was as high.
No, Lopez definitely didn't. Let's look it up. Lopez had one block, but how many points? 6 points. So
6 points.
Definitely nowhere near.
And last
high.
Game, he must have had 30 or 40 points. I mean, it was
definitely not 40.
Well, but he was
25.
There you
so
go.
Not even 30.
But it felt like 40, let me tell you.
They were making everything that game. They shot 53% from the field and 51% from 387 in free throws compared to today. They scored 44% of their shots and 38 from 3-point. Only 66% of their free throws, so a very bad shooting night for Milwaukee. But like I told you before, it was a generational night from the Bucks. That's something that doesn't happen every night.
Well, we got to see how Spoelstra goes back to looking at the film because they're going to get ready for Spoelstra also. They're going to get ready for the type of players that he puts in certain occasions against.
And you'd hope for them, you'd hope that, I forgot his name. You'd hope that Antetokounmpo would come back for them.
We saw his brother the last few minutes of the game.
Man, Antetokounmpo still played today. I don't know why everyone's talking about this Antetokounmpo guy not playing. Thanasis, I believe it's Thanasis, is the one that's on the Bucks. He played. So I don't know what the issue is with this Antetokounmpo guy not playing. He did.
Well, let me tell you, he's a force to reckon with. You know, we can't discount that. You know, we lost Hero. for the rest of the season.
And it seems like you lose Oladipo for the rest of the year.
And it doesn't seem good. But we don't know. Let's be hopeful. Maybe it's just a sprained knee, and maybe he just sits out one game. But we'll see, because he's been, you know, 2 years in rehab, 2 years trying to get back, 2 years working on that knee, 2 years working on the, you know, so it's very tough. It's very disheartening. You know, Oladipo,
he's been out for like basically 4 years with knee issues, pretty much.
And we wish you the best. We hope, you know, not only for the team, but for your personal well-being, that you're doing well. Yeah. Obviously, you heard what Spoelstra said. You know, he wanted, when they asked him, what did he say, David? When they asked him about him, what did he say?
He wanted to throw up.
He wanted to throw up. There you go.
It's such a terrible situation.
Because it was great the way that Spoelstra was bringing in and out the players. I liked it a lot. He was aggressive about it, and he changed them a lot, and he was on top of things. I don't know. They just seemed like a whole new, reinvigorated, re-energized team.
Can I quickly interject?
Yeah.
The Heat's leading rebounder this series is Cody Zeller with 8 rebounds a game.
Cody! He's killing it.
Well, he doesn't play much, but the one game he did play, which was... against where we lost terribly, he got 8 rebounds. So good for him.
Bottom line is, we, you know, Spoelstra put him in today. He was good when he was there, and Love was good.
We held the Bucks to under 100 points, which is pretty impressive. Even the game where we got blown out, we still scored 122 to their 138. Tonight we scored 121 to their only 99, which is pretty impressive on our end.
It really was. No, we overall we were incredible. We really were incredible overall. Let's see. Let's see what happens. We got to move forward. That Monday night is right around the corner. They get one full day to rest, to look at tapes, to practice. I mean, I don't know if they're going to practice tomorrow. What do you think?
After all the injuries, maybe not. Yeah, they're probably a little too banged up. Yeah, to really.
I think they got ice down tomorrow. They got to relax. They got to put their feet up. They just got to watch film and see how they can improve, because you're right, we have to win Monday night in order for us to go to back to Milwaukee, whatever happens there, and then come back and finish it off here at Miami.
Most definitely. Well, you can try to win this one, and with the momentum that you're up 3-1, hopefully you're able to beat them in their home court.
Absolutely.
That would be an incredible ending to their season.
That would be wild.
The number one seed, I don't know who. I don't know if they've announced MVP. I think they announced it to be Joel Embiid. But I don't know. The maybe MVP or top three in MVP voting, getting out in the first round. I don't know. Miami's dealing with some injury issues, but Tyler Herro will be back for the NBA Finals. So it seems like everything's looking up for Miami, back at the right time.
But what happens if Antetokounmpo comes back on Monday evening here in Miami?
The Bucks win.
And
if he's not hurt. If he's not on a minutes restriction.
Who does Spoelstra put against him?
Bam Adebayo. That is the guy you pay to do that.
So you don't think that Love or
nope. Love is a terrible defender to really? Defend.
How about Cody?
You pay Bam $100 million a year or whatever over 5 years to defend Giannis Antetokounmpo because of how good he did in 2020, 21, and now 23.
All right, let's see.
That's why you pay him the big bucks.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Well, I don't know what that means, what you did to me. I don't know what that means. Do you want to say what you're meaning?
No, we just got to get ready now.
We're wrapping this up?
We got to get ready for F1.
Well, no, that's next 2 weeks from now, not really.
Right around the corner, though. The stadium's looking beautiful. Hard Rock is looking great.
We'll keep doing these episodes as each Heat win happens, and just enjoy the ride. So with all that being said, this is a nice short Dak and Ricks podcast, and we'll see you guys hopefully on Monday night, I guess, or Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, maybe a Monday night win then.
Maybe Wednesday, because I don't know if you'll want to.
We'll be energized. We'll be ready to record on Monday night. So be ready. Yes, we'll be back.
Prayers up for Oladipo. Prayers up for Oladipo. Yeah. Prayers for Jimmy. And wait, you know what? Wait. I'm gonna quickly. Goran Dragic scored 2 points tonight. Let's go. That deserves a clap.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love Goran Dragic.
It was good to see Goran back on. I'd like to see him in the future with a Miami Heat uniform. I'd like to see him back on our side.
They definitely should have him replace Udonis Haslem.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's see McArison, Pat Riley, Spoelstra.
Wake up.
Let's go.
With all that being said,
thank you so much.
What
about the number guy? Wait, before, you can't forget about the numbers guy.
What, Andy Ellisberg?
He's not asleep.
Anyways, with all that being said.
I saw him moving and grooving.
With all that being said. Thank you so much for listening to Dak and Rick's podcast. Be sure to rate 5 stars, all that fun stuff, and we'll see you guys in the next one.